Will you please stand as we make our proclamation? This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today.
Amen, amen. While you're standing, please go with me to the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles. Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles. Amen. I'm sweating already. Jesus. Amen. When you have it, say amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. If you have it, say amen. Together, let's read verses 7 through 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 12. Let us read. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, Ask what shall I give thee? And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast shown great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me a king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast thou asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee. Neither shall there be any after thee. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. I saw some of y'all grinning already. Think with me shortly from this thing. Have some peace with your prayer. Have some peace with your prayer. Amen. Bow with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, first of all, for the word that you have given unto us. I thank you, Father God, that you allow me to be a messenger for you, for your people. And now, Lord God, it is my prayer that you would allow me to decrease as you will increase. Let your people look around me and see you. Let them look over and above me and see you. And then, Lord God, let them look through me and see you. For all that I do is to your honor and to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This was a fascinating time. Just to give you a background on the 1st and 2nd Chronicles are really the story of David and his son. It is a father and son story on their reign. And what's so amazing is about Solomon is because Solomon, he knew who his daddy was, and Solomon took the reign over for his father. And some of you know a few things about Solomon. You know Solomon had to be a mean man, because Solomon had 700 women, 300 girlfriends, and all of them were satisfied. Now I got the brother's attention. Solomon was a mean, let me say that again. Solomon was a mean black man who had 700 women, 300 girlfriends, and they was all satisfied. Somebody say satisfy. For the brothers, I know some of your wives, there is a warning. Don't try this at home. Look at you. If your girlfriend is next to you, don't try it at home. That was Solomon. It's in the Bible, but it's not for you. Amen. If you sit next to a brother, tell him, don't try that. Look at you, look at you. Look at you, look at you. Now the sisters is with me. All right then. All right. First time Deke took his hands off the organ. Look at that. Praise the Lord. I need to say that again. How many wives did Solomon have?
700.
How many girlfriends? Look like the brother didn't need no help. Hallelujah. I just need to preach right there then, huh? All right. But anyway. Solomon knew who he was, and he also knew he was and how blessed he was. So over in verse 6, it talks about how Solomon had given God an offering. And in verse 6, we see that he had offered God 1,000 burnt offerings. And giving was not something new for Solomon. He had always been giving unto the Lord. Now, this brings the first P, which is position. Somebody say position. Somebody say position. While you are praying, you first need to be in position to be blessed. Solomon was found giving. You cannot be stingy and pray and think God is going to bless you. Solomon had given many times, and Solomon put himself in position to be blessed. He didn't know which offering God was going to pay attention to, but he made sure that he kept his position open by giving. For some of us today, we got a problem with that because we think, well, Lord, I have given before and you have not done what I asked you to do. Because you keep giving with strings attached, God will not move. When you give, cut those strings so that God will be able to come to you in the night. Did not verse 7 say, and in that night, somebody say that night. See, y'all too quiet for me. Somebody say that night. It was that night. What night? The night God received 1,000 offerings from Solomon. Now, I want to tell you right now, I don't know which offering God is going to come to you with. I don't know what offering is going to get God's attention for you, but I can tell you this. If you are faithful in your giving, that night is going to be your night. Look at your neighbor and ask him, do you need a night? Then get yourself in position and stay there. See, some of you don't even understand what I'm talking about. And I love that because over in the book of Luke chapter 13, we see where a lady had been over for 18 years. And she kept finding herself in service. She had an opportunity to stay at home, but she kept finding herself going to the altar, being before the Lord. And finally, one night was her night. Somebody said her night. One night was her night. When she came in, Jesus looked at her and he said, woman, thou art loose. Anybody need to be set loose today? Anybody need to be loose today? Well, today just might be your day, baby. Who in the house came to be loose today? Who needs a blessing today? Then you need to stand up and say, today is my day. You need to stand up and say, today is my day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is your day if you're in position. Who in position today? Who in position? See, you know you're in position when you come in and you say to God be the glory. You know you're in position when you done already made up your tithe envelope. You know you're in position when you don't mind singing with the choir, rocking and rolling for Jesus. You want to make sure when the light from heaven shines, God is looking for all moving objects. Yes, he is. If you rock, he's looking for you. If you clap, he's looking for you because the light from heaven shines on moving. Somebody say moving. Somebody say moving. Moving objects. And then they turn the audio on, and you know you're in position because the audio listening for somebody who can say, thank you, Jesus. The audio is on listening for somebody who can say, have mercy, Lord. The audio is running for somebody who can say, hallelujah. See, right there, the audio, it just went over your head. The audio just went over your head. Somebody still sitting there with them. I'm waiting on my cue. Well, look at here. If you were in position, that was your cue.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Are you in position? Who's in position? Hallelujah. He said, I got the light shining on you. I got the audio on, but I don't hear nothing. So I'll go to the next person. I got the audio on. I don't hear anything. I'll go to the next person. Who's in position today? Who's in position? Who's in position? So that night, somebody said that night. That night, God came to Solomon. I love that little black man. He came to Solomon. And then look, keep your Bibles. I'm going to stay right there. Yes, I am. And then, when he was in position, look at verse 7. The Bible says, God asked him a question. Ask what I shall give thee. I like the scripture that says God will give you the desires of your heart. Your second P is proper perspective. Proper perspective. When God asked him, he said, ask me, what shall I give thee? His answer was, Lord, you got me here. I don't even know what to do. You got me here. So what was he saying? Father, you made me choice to be king. I know it was nothing that I did, but it's only because of what you have given me. I'm only here because this is where you put me. Sisters and brothers, catch your breath. I know you might be so fine that the trees bow down when you walk, but that favor ain't got nothing to do with you. I know you so fine that ice melts when you walk down the street, but that ain't got nothing to do with you. I know you so fine that men and brothers bow down. They just want to feel the breeze from your knees as you walk down the street, but that ain't got nothing. Somebody say nothing. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Solomon say, Lord, you chose me. How many chosen people that am I looking at today? Raise your hand. You chose me. Hallelujah. Oh, can I talk about y'all? I ain't talking about, well, I'm going to do it anyway. So anyway, and I love this because Solomon was letting the Lord know that he did not recognize how much God had placed in him until the day that he was chosen. And I know I see a whole lot of women up in this house, but you know what? I just imagine when Deacon Woods came in, he saw Sister Becky. She wasn't the only woman on that day, was she? But he saw Sister Becky. Even now, he can't stand to see her walk. He said, "That's my baby. That's my baby. Ooh, that's my baby." He still be nutting up when he see her. Not like he don't live with her or nothing, all right? But he see her, and that's because, see, guess what? It wasn't Sister Becky. It was the favor, all right? And you know what? I love Sister Christian Company. You can't squeal because the baby might pop. But you just see Dick and Tony. He just be looking, they're my babies. They're all my babies. He just be looking, they're my babies. Because favor. Somebody say favor. Somebody say favor. And Solomon understood favor. How many of y'all favored up in the house? See, you know what? Tell y'all secret. Brother Kirby is sitting over there. He want me to say something about him and Nikki. But I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. Like we don't see they sitting together. Let's go over there and say favor. Hallelujah! Woo! So anyway, hallelujah! Anyway, Solomon talked about favor. He said, God, you put me here. Hallelujah. You know what you gave me. You know what you gave me. You know what? Excuse me. Excuse me. Just a minute. Will somebody tell Brother Young, I know he married. I mean, just tell him. All right. Somebody say, you, well, she know. Tell me she know. Say she know. Uh-huh. And see now, Deacon Ingram sitting over there. Looking like Coach Cheese. Uh-huh. I know who married in this church. And ain't that many of you. Glory. So, okay. So let me mention. Husbands and wives have favor for each other. That's it. Girlfriends and boyfriends is trying to find out what favor is. They working on it. Uh-huh. So let me clear this up. Now, now if you got a boyfriend or if you got a girlfriend, that ain't biblical, but you can just wave your hand and say favor. Woo! Glory! Now, look at her. Now, see, that's why you don't start calling names, because you miss somebody. I don't see Brother Lovett because his wife ain't here. Because she would say, I'm married! Yeah. Brother Lovett, wait for me. Did I take care of all the married people? Jesus. Who else married? Russ! Girl, your husband could sit on me. You better say amen for my husband. Say amen for my husband. Say amen. That's right. I'm trying to get past favor. Y'all won't leave me alone. All right. Somebody say favor. Did I miss anybody? Well, all right. You think I got them? I'm right. So now, proper perspective. You have to understand that when you have favor, it's not because you have tantalized God, but it's because God knew you before you was formed in the belly of your mama. And it's in the Bible in 1 Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, it said, before you was formed in the belly of your mama, before you came out of the womb, I had already sanctified you. Hallelujah. So God wants you to know, before your granddaddy met your grandmama who brought your parents, you was already sanctified. So the proper perspective is, God, I know you brought me to this place for a reason. I'm just so glad you did. Now, Solomon knew where he came from, and he also knows how blessed he is. Now, how many of you are not embarrassed to say God brought you out of darkness into his light? How many of you know without a shadow of a doubt, if it had not been for the Lord on your side in hell, we would have lifted up our eyes. So the proper perspective is this. God, I can't ask you for nothing because you've already given me more than I ever thought I would have. God, you made me a better woman than I ever thought I would be. God, you made a better man than you ever thought you would be. It's not because you went to school, but it's because God breathed on your little nappy head self. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Somebody say, he breathed on me, baby. He breathed on me, baby. And now when God sends you favor, you need to have the proper perspective. It's not that you're more saved than anybody. You just had that night. Somebody said that night. You just had a that night. Uh-huh. But you were in position to have a that night. So therefore, you have to keep perspective proper. Somebody say glory. Somebody say glory. Now. So we've had position and we've had perspective. Proper perspective. Now, the last P for your prayers is procedures. Somebody say procedure. Procedure. Somebody say procedures. Now let's look at verse 9, like verse 10. Verse 10, it said, Lord, give me now wisdom that I may go out and come in before this thy people. Mm-hmm. I want all heads of households to stand. All heads of households stand. All heads of households. Heads of households, let me tell you this. When you make laws for your house, you are the first one that needs to follow those laws. You cannot make rules for the living room and break them when you get in the bedroom, because all procedure starts with you. If there is craziness in your house, it's because you brought it. If there's loneliness and depression in your house, it's because you brought it. So if you want to change the atmosphere in your house, you are the one that needs to change the procedures. You may be seated. I gave you that one for free. Solomon said, Lord, I know to have this great a people, you need to give me a handbook. Because I don't know how I'm supposed to do. I don't know how I'm supposed to act. I don't know how and what I'm supposed to say. And God said, you know what? Out of all the things that you could have asked, I am so glad that you put my people before your wants. Let me say that again. God said, I'm so glad you put my people before you put your wants. As head of household. Somebody said the head. Somebody said the head. At the head, you are the last one to get your needs met.
Well, well.
At the head, you are the last one to get your needs met.